Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, I am very happy to welcome back State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Dunavant, who has been with us throughout the COVID crisis. What are you thinking? Seems like things are pretty good at this stage.
I think it's great. I was out this weekend doing some shopping. I have a daughter that wants to do physical therapy, and she's got all sorts of shadowing and internships coming up, and we were shopping, and no stores required that we wear masks. And it was such a wonderful freedom, and it was, people were smiling, they were talking in the stores. It was just, everybody's so happy, I think, to be on the other side of this.
But did you see people wearing masks? Because everywhere
I
went, okay, look, it's not my business to judge other people. It's fine. You want to wear a mask? That seems weird to me. Am I crazy for thinking that that's crazy to be wearing a mask?
No, but it's funny because I did talk to one woman when we were out shopping who was lovely, and she said, I'm fully vaccinated, and but I chose to wear a mask. I said, well, I'm fully vaccinated, but I don't want to wear a mask. She goes, I'm just doing it for other people, for social reasons. So it's kind of funny that they think other people will be upset if they don't wear a mask. And but at the same token, a lot of other people are thinking, why are you wearing a mask?
Do you think she was doing it for other people because she thinks for health reasons it's important, or it's just an image thing?
She said that she, for other people's comfort level,
okay,
were the words that she used. And so I can tell you that, you know, we don't have, you know, it's mysterious based on the data as to whether or not masks work at all. But they don't work to protect you. They just don't have, unless you're wearing a very specific N95 mask, the pores are big enough that you're going to be able to inhale something if it's around you. And that's, you know, a lot of this is droplets. So you touch something and later when you adjust your mask, you end up exposing yourself to what you've touched anyway. And so it does not really work. There's no sensible reason that if you're vaccinated that you would be able to spread it and that is a filter for you. So masks, honestly, are not needed.
So on Saturday, Virginia's positive COVID rate fell below 2%. And, of course, my question when I had Brian Moran on Friday was, you know, I'm assuming we're still testing the same number of people, whether that's a legitimate data point to compare to previous days. And if I understood him correctly, the numbers are comparable. So that seems legit. At this stage, we're making adjustments. You know, I went and got food for my parents the other day, and my mom still has not taken the vaccine, insists that she's not going to take the vaccine. So we're continuing to wipe down all the groceries with a disinfectant wipe before anything comes into the house, which seems kind of crazy to me at this stage, too. I'm not going to take the chance that I accidentally do something that causes her to catch COVID. But really, what do you think with a 2% infection rate? In a practical sense, what's the difference today than, say, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, when everyone really was operating with that kind of fear and precaution?
In a practical sense, we have herd immunity. And what that basically means, we don't have everybody vaccinated. And, you know, we're above 50%, but we've got the whole country at this rate of COVID now. And herd immunity basically means that the group is protected, even those that aren't vaccinated. I mean, that's the honest truth. That's not what people want to say, because, and that's, I don't want that to make people think that they don't have to go get the vaccine. Because the honest truth is, the best thing we can do right now is have as universal immunity as we can. And we don't know everything. Thus far, none of the variants that we've seen have, you know, have borne out to be not affected by the vaccine. In other words, if you get the vaccine, even though we have hundreds and hundreds of variants, the vaccine is still protecting you from all of them.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little
variable.
And
that's a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not true of the flu, right? The
right.
flu changes every year. And so that's a real gift in the COVID battle, is that these variants are not, you know, different every single time with people having in new susceptibility. So so the key is that we really have accomplished what we were hoping to. People that are not vaccinated, especially if they're fragile, are still at risk, because 2% doesn't mean none. And, you know, I don't know, you know, if anything that we, you know, wipe out altogether, except maybe polio.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's always risk, and you have to be prudent about what that risk means to you. But to me, this means that we're back at individual freedom, and do your own risk assessment for yourself. And a lot of decisions about risk are made with the idea that I don't want to regret this decision. So that's you at the door with the groceries, right? You're like,
right.
Oh, what the heck? Let me just wipe them down.
Right.
Because I don't want to regret this decision. And but that's prudent. And, you know, that's diligent on your part. And that's where we should be. We should be having conversations about what if this? Well, what if that? Mm-hmm. But I don't want any of that to be discouragement for people knowing how safe this vaccine is,
yeah.
and how liberating it is to have it, and how, you know, how making sure we don't have flares because not enough people are vaccinated
right.
will go a long way for all of us.
I've got to run, but let me ask you this question. You saw the court case that those medical professionals in Texas had filed to say they were on leave and about to be fired if they didn't take the vaccine. They didn't think that was fair if they were working in a hospital to be in that situation. And a Reagan-appointed judge tossed out their lawsuit. What do you think happens here in Virginia? Is there any movement in the General Assembly amongst your colleagues to try to address this issue when it comes to the colleges and universities or some of the employers who were being more aggressive about making their employees take the vaccine, or is that just kind of a dead issue, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I don't talk to everybody every day. I know I've had some legislators call me and ask about what's the science here? What do we need to be doing? What are the best practices? Most of them land on the side of the freedom in the free market for businesses to make determinations in contractual agreements with their employees. If they think it's in the best interest of their business that their employees be vaccinated. I haven't heard. I heard last year. I've heard the Democrats say a few times, well, we're going to take away religious exemption. We're going to make everybody get vaccinated for everything. And I fire back with the patient's bill of rights and say, you really can't do that, although other states have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I worry about it because I think the policy side that's going to win are the Democrats, and they're not prudent on these issues.
Yeah.
And they don't respect freedoms.
Yeah.
So I'm a little worried about that. I do think we have a battle on the labor regs that I'm ready to fight. Those are regs and they can be removed.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. You know, along with some other issues next time we have you on. I really appreciate it always. State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan, thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.